This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk. We're broadcasting live from Rouse's Markets, 4500 Chapatula Street. Come on down, shop and save for all your football weekend favorites at Rouse's. And also, if you want to do some early Christmas kind of food and spirits specials, they got them all here at Rouse's. And Rouse's is a proud partner of the Tulane Greenway. Bob, we cranking this up, and we'll be on until 3 o'clock this afternoon. The wave starts at 2:30 or 2:35 this afternoon. Already though, they've cranked it up, and man, we deep into the second quarter. Texas A&M, Miami of Florida. If you took the under, you did pretty good. Well, it's 0-0.
Well, I just want close games. That's what I liked about last night. You think I care about Alabama or Oklahoma? I was like, come on. Because
that was a hell of a ride for Alabama last night.
They're down 17-0. You look at last year. I mean, the first round, it was blowouts. Then you tend to go do something else if you don't have a dog in the hunt or your team. So you just want close games. But to show you how messed up, I don't know if messed up's even the right word, that this day and age in college football, who would have ever thunk that, okay, all of a sudden Indiana's a touchdown favorite over Alabama.
You mean in points.
But no, but think about that.
I know.
You have to look at where we're at right now. No one, if you'd have said, like, Mike, let's say COVID year, you'd have said, I'm telling you, I'm looking at my crystal ball.
They'd have put you away.
Indiana is going to be favored over Alabama. And, you know, the Rose Bowl, that's a Big Ten type game. So good for Indiana to get there. They ain't been there since the 60s. You know, with Dean Kleinsmith. And, had I gotten a text and the connection, the old Saints trainer with Indiana and Dean Kleinsmith. And I'm going to look that up during the show. But if you look at it right now, I just want it to be a good game. That being Tulane and Ole Miss, and I want even James Madison and Oregon. I just like to watch good games where it goes back and forth, because then you entertain if you love football.
Well, you were entertained last night because, Bob, to me, the turning point in that game, it's 17-7 on a conversion down. John Mateer gets away from heavy traffic. He could have run for the first down, but he's got a wide-open running back headed downfield, and he drops it.
And he drops the pass.
And then they fumbled up on the snap. Well, the snap was good, but the punter sort of screwed the pooch on that deal and dropped, and then bang, everything turned, and then the interception right after.
Yeah, and then they have a chance maybe. Their kicker of Oklahoma, who never missed, didn't even miss two field goals. So it just goes to show you, you got to make the plays, you got to protect the football, you have to take it away. And if you're looking at Tulane and Ole Miss today, I mean, to me, if you look at it, Tulane has to take away the football, which they have. But when the bottom line is that it's impossible, I think, almost for Tulane and Jake Retzlaff to play, as poorly as they did that first game in September. So I think Ole Miss can wear down the Green Wave in the fourth quarter and come away with a win. But the best case scenario for Tulane scenario is that they're hanging in there. And I don't know. I think they're going to cover because that's a lot of points. And they still might not win the game. But when you look at it, I mean, the Rebels' offense without Lane Kiffin, that'll be interesting. But I think, can it be a one-score game? I think it'd be more like a two-score game, but Tulane covers. But it's going to be Tulane's passing game. And where's Retzloff? How do you say his last
Retzloff.
Name? Retzloff. I butcher his last name.
He can't mess up like he did first game.
And then Tulane's secondary is ranked like 124th in the nation. So you can't have that kind of play. But the key is going to be also I think he's the difference maker, the Rebels quarterback, Trinidad Chambliss. I think so. That'll be interesting to see how that unfolds. But, you know, you can look at the possible upset because the Rebel team playing without Lane Kiffin, you know, going with Pete Golden, his mindset, obviously his background, a little more of a defensive, maybe close to the vest type game, what he might try and play. But I think Tulane has a fighting chance. But to say that out and out win, it'd be more like a bettor's game. Can Tulane cover or not? I truly believe right now.
On a punt by Texas A&M, Malachi Toney, what a terrific football player he is as a return man, wide receiver. He brings it down to about the 24-yard line of Texas A&M. So they've got an opportunity here to put some points up on the board. A&M had an opportunity also, but they had a blocked field goal on a like a chip shot field goal for them and ended up getting blocked by, you would figure, Reuben Bain. We've talked about him so many times. Even Coach O, when he came on with us, talked about Reuben Bain, that he always started to play defensive tackle. And he said, man, I see his progress. And he said, I really think he can play on the edge and be a big-time player. Talked about, man, his character, how hard he works at it, but he's a great technician. And so Reuben Bain comes up with the block on the field goal, and now they set up, it's a third and eight from about the 23-yard line.
Yeah, like you said, the under, you know, when basically you got an extra point block, and then
A&M's defense is tough.
Well, you come up with a big sack, and then, I don't know, Carson Beck, he's kind of – he's played in big games, but which Carson Beck are you going to get?
Well, he ain't thrown no interception today.
Yeah, no.
That's been the killer for him.
Yeah, because when you look when they gotten upset, you know, SMU.
He's been a big part of not making some plays, but I think their deal is today, hey, just don't mess it up.
Well, and you look at that, he's just getting sacked, Mike, as we're watching. The running back didn't even touch the pass rusher.
Yeah.
You remember I told you, like, a running back has to block. If you have pass protection, you got to block like a lineman. Or, you know, the play doesn't have a chance, and here's Miami going for a long field goal, and they no good.
And he missed it. So, again,
so the under's looking awesome.
3 minutes and 30 seconds left in the second quarter.
Now, Mike, who would have thought, it could, I don't know, 0-0 at half?
0-0.
At half?
Well, if you had 0-0 on them numbers there, you won one quarter, you might win a second one on that. So, but, I mean, today I do think special teams for Tulane's going to have a big play. Ole Miss, that's their strength. We talked to Evelyn Van Pelt. She was like, that's been really good for them. The punting game, the kicking game for them. Their return game is very good. The coverage part has been good. So Tulane's got to match Ole Miss in the special teams part of the game. And we see it here today, what it's made a difference. Miami blocks a field goal, and then Miami misses a field goal.
Yeah, miss it. It could come down to who makes the game-winning kick or not. And you know, look at Tulane. I think they've gotten better, which they did not the first game, to handle that up tempo. The tempo with that Ole Miss offense, that if you look at it now, they had experience with that same type, but it's not the same horses. When you look, the third and fastest offenses in pace of play, Florida Atlantic, Tulsa, East Carolina, that's how they play, but Ole Miss is a different cat. You know, and if you look at it, you got to stop them. What are you going to do? Third down defense. Look, the Wave converted, four of its first six third down opportunities. Then Tulane went 2 of 8 the rest of the way. So you have to move the sticks. You have to move the chains. And this is coming from, you know, the offensive coordinator. We have to stay on the field and keep the ball away from their offense a little bit. And the defense, looking at Tulane's defense, they got to get off the field because Trinidad Chambliss, I mean, he's that much of a different maker. But looking at Ole Miss punted once and scored eight times in its first nine series.
No, that can't happen.
That happens, then it will be a blowout.
You talked about big plays, and when you look at the receivers, and part of this is the setup, because I think some teams really had difficulties handling Trinidad Chambliss and his ability to make plays with his feet or throw off the run. Harrison Wallace, who's their leading receiver, he's averaging 15.6 yards a catch. Deuce Alexander, who's third in receptions, he's got 34. He's averaging 16 yards a catch. Caden Lee, with 33 receptions, he's averaging 16.27 yards a catch. Daquan Wright, who's the big tight end, and he burned LSU. He's had some injuries. Bob, he's averaging 16.3 yards a catch. You know, when you average 15,
well, that's
16.
That's pushing the ball down the
man,
field.
Man, you really pushing it.
No, anytime you get over 15 yards, that's impressive. Has to get your attention. You know, that's why when you even see, like, Rashid Shaheed, remember at times he's averaging, like, 18 yards a reception? That's one thing with Derek Carr that did happen with him. And then look how he's contributing now with the Seahawks.
Man, what a game Thursday night. Yeah. Huh? You talk about a wild game. That was a wild one, too.
No, you look at that. That's why we love football. To me, you think we care about the Seahawks or the Rams, but how could you not want to watch that game? That game was awesome Thursday night.
That's the craziest two-point play I've ever seen in my life.
No, that's why, you know, you say you'd rather be lucky than good.
That was a lot of luck.
Yeah, because even Charbonnet, he didn't know. He just so happened to go pick up the ball.
He just grabbed it. Okay, I got it.
Yeah. And my understanding, and then when was the whistle blown, but there's the ruling, and they said that, I don't know the exact term, but that play can't continue on what occurred there. But, you know, like Coach McVay was like saying, okay, there's a dead ball when the whistle blows. But you have to look at the rule book, but it was like, no.
They make new rules every year.
The officials actually got it right. So, but yeah, that right there, boy, the Rams right there, they screwed the pooch on that one, Mike, because they wouldn't have to worry about playing in inclement weather, being the number one overall seed versus are you going to win the NFC West? And it was all right there for you. You know who was fired up about them losing?
San Francisco,
the hot 49ers. The hot 49ers.
And they play the Colts with a quarterback who doesn't have a lot of movement skill. But you talk about a guy that should win Coach of the Year, and that's Kyle Shanahan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But with all the injuries he had and for what they've been able to do, that's just remarkable to me, how he's been able to overcome that. It's really been a great story. Not that any dog in the hunt, so to speak, with the 49ers, but you got to give props to the guys that have really come through. Shanahan and his staff, Robert Saleh, they've done a great job.
Well, no matter what the injuries they've had, even the 1-2 punch in getting both quarterbacks, watch out for Brock Purdy on the back end. A lot of experience there, and he could be that difference maker, I think, with that Shanahan offense, because he's better than Matt Jones.
That guy in the backfield's pretty good.
Yeah,
too.
No, Christian McCaffrey's
unbelievable.
I think could have, Mike, if I'm top of my head, like over the 2,000 yard mark, like 1,000 rushing and 1,000 receiving
at his age.
Yeah,
and
no.
With he's got some mileage on the speedometer too. Hey, we'll be back with our special edition of WWL Sports Talk, and we broadcasting live from Rouse's Markets, 4500 on Chapatula Street. Come on down, shop and save for all your football weekend favorites right here at Rouse's. And Rouse's is a proud partner of the Tulane Green Wave. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this break.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back to WWL Sports Talk, a special Saturday edition. We live from Rouse's Markets, 4500 Chapatula Street, counting down to Tulane versus Ole Miss. Come shop and save for all your game day favorites here at Rouse's. Also, if you want to do a little early Christmas shopping, so to speak, for all your needs, if it's food or spirits, hey, come on down to Rouse's. And Rouse's is a proud partner of the Tulane Green Wave. Bob, it looks as though we're going to finish the first half of this game at 0-0. It's got a little less than 2 minutes left. And the Texas A&M with a trick play.
Even a faking a punt. Like faking a punt.
Faking a punt. Now, it has set it up for Miami, but they were set up better the last time and didn't get any points up on the board. Let's see if Carson Beck can get them some points before the first half ends.
Well, the way I look at this, you know, I want to be entertained. You want to see touchdowns. You know what? I want to see a close game.
You seeing it.
That's why when I look at it, I don't care if it's 0-0. Because someone's going to have to make a play eventually. You got to score to win. They're going to keep playing until somebody scores. But, yeah, I just like being a close game. And, you know, I think the more pressure when it's this close and it gives the visiting team confidence. When you're at home, Mike, and you have the 100,000-plus, the crowd on your side. No, I think – did you pick Miami or – I picked Texas A&M, I think.
I picked Miami.
Yeah. And then what was the spread that ended up being the spread right before kickoff, Mike? Was it A&M, what were they favored? Like a field goal kind of game?
Three and a half.
Yeah. So looking at, you know, the bottom line is can you make the plays and the kicks and all that? We saw it last night, Oklahoma kicker not coming through, Alabama coming out on top.
Could you have a bigger home field advantage than what Oklahoma had last night to start that game? That place was rocking. No, I mean, it was rocking last night.
No, and you're up 17-0. Oklahoma definitely laid an egg when you look at that. I don't know. When all said and done, you know what still might happen? Ohio State might win back-to-back championships.
That's what I sort of think, too.
Yeah. But that'll be interesting. Alabama going to the Rose Bowl against Indiana and being a touchdown underdog. That's like crazy.
Remember a couple years back, we doing a Silver Slipper show on New Year's Day, Alabama-Michigan. Nobody gave really Michigan much of a chance in that game. Saban was still coaching Alabama and ended up, had a chance late, and Milroe couldn't score, and Michigan ends up turning that into basically rolling themselves into the national championship.
Yeah, and, boy, you know, thoughts and prayers go out to Coach Summerall, you know, his dad passing away. And, boy, when you're dealing with that from an emotional standpoint, and, you know, his mom is going to be at the game and stuff, but that's something, you know, no one's talking about, because I guess he did it the right way with Tulane, that he's going to Florida and Kevin's going to LSU. So, I mean, at times you could say, well, it's a push. It depends. If you Ole Miss, you want to jump on Tulane fast like you did the first game. And if you do that, then I don't know what Tulane's going to do. But Tulane's a lot better team than they were when they first played. And, Mike, looking at, I mean, you got to make plays as a quarterback. And look at Carson Beck. He got paid big money to, you know, when he left Georgia, he was injured, and to go to Miami. And they use one of those teams that have a whole lot of talent, but sometimes they shoot themselves in the foot. You know?
Big games.
Yeah, big games.
Big games. They have not been. They have not played big. But they play in, man, defensively, you really couldn't ask them to play any better than what they played today.
Well, no, it's like both teams could say, well, like, shame on the offense. I mean, we didn't give up a point. You'll have to do something. So, but, yeah, it's going to be, I think, when all said and done, when you have a close game like that, turnover an opportunity. And right here before the half, you know, I don't know if you get in the end zone, but if Miami now with 10 seconds left, you kick a field goal, you got to make it. Because then you have confidence going into the locker room at halftime versus if you miss it. Well, it's still 0-0.
And so we'll see what happens, and we'll keep you up to date on Miami of Florida, Texas A&M. Like I said, we got 10 seconds left in the second quarter, and it is 0-0. We'll have Ryan Fowler on with us, and he is host of The Game 103. In Alabama, which is the Crimson Tide radio network. And, man, I knew early in the game he was some disappointed because he was like me. I thought Alabama would win this game, to be honest with you. And then I said, man, there's no way. 17-0, you're not coming back from this.
No, I had thought, now, Oklahoma did beat Alabama two in a row. I kind of took the approach why I think I decided to go to Alabama the same way I went with Georgia over Alabama. You know how Alabama had Georgia's number without saving? I was like, I just look at the team. And
it's hard to beat somebody three times like that.
Yeah,
but
but when it was 17-0 ago, I was wrong again. Yeah, but then, then they came back and won.
We'll be back with our special edition of a Saturday Sports Talk. We broadcast it live from Rouse's Markets here. 4500 Chapatula Street. Come shop and save for all of your football weekend favorites at Rouse's. Rouse's is a proud partner of the Tulane Green Wave. When we come back, we'll have Ryan Fowler on, who got a chance to see, I think, Kalen DeBoer's biggest moment as a head coach at University of Alabama. So we'll have Ryan on to talk to us about it right after this break here on the Big 870.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
WWL. We're back here on a Saturday special edition of WWL Sports Talk. We are broadcasting, myself along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from Rouse's Markets, 4500 Chapatula Street. Shop and save on all of your football weekend favorites here at Rouse's. Rouse's is a proud partner of the Tulane Green Wave. On our talking text line, and I know he's a lot happier than he was at 8 o'clock last night, Ryan Fowler, host of the game. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us. Buddy, I thought about you and almost texted you, and I said, no, let me wait. And thank goodness I did, because I thought this was the biggest win for Kalen DeBoer at University of Alabama.
Oh, there's no doubt. And listen, I had my phone on Do Not Disturb because my phone was melting down after that first 15 or 20 minutes. I had to go Do Not Disturb because it was nasty, guys. They were, listen, I screenshot a bunch of them, and I'm going to send them throughout the week to these guys because a lot of them were complaining. And, you know, the game of college football is unique. You get a rough start, and, you know, in a lot of ways, Oklahoma kind of relaxed a little bit, and Alabama took full advantage. I mean, you got to credit the mindset of this fighter. You know, they've had this fighter mantra inside that building. This has been kind of their saying, and that's what it's been when you look at this fighter mentality. And you know, this team has battled through some injuries and battled through some adversity, and you know, I didn't know if it was going to be their night last night, but I'll tell you what, it's going to set up for a much better offseason if you know, they're getting the win than it would have been if it would have lost.
So I'm going to ask you, are you headed to the Rose Bowl?
Okay, Mike, I got a little deal with the audience, okay? When I watch, and I'm overlooking right now the Gulf of America right now.
I get you. I understand.
Okay, I'm here on the 14th floor. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of Louisiana people from it's actually complex. Got a lot of LSU fans.
You're at your condo.
I am.
At your condo then.
Okay. And so the audience.
You got a lot of Louisiana guys there. I know that.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. But here's the thing, though. I'm undefeated here. Every game that I've watched from down here, Alabama's won. I kid you not. I have not watched Alabama.
Well, you
lose
better go
game.
Back next week. Is all I can.
Yeah, you better not go to the Rose Bowl.
No, don't go to the Rose Bowl. I'm gonna tell you right now. Stay with them Louisiana folks.
So this,
at least you get to eat something pretty good.
No. These guys know how to cook, man. They know how to cook, and no, I don't think there's a – listen, and I don't like California, man. California is it should no longer – I understand the Rose Bowl is the granddaddy of them all, but it's no longer a player's reward to send them to L.A., okay? If you haven't been to L.A. lately, it's not – I mean, you know, there's nothing tourist about going to L.A. other than playing in the Rose Bowl. It's not a reward. It's just not. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a reward for the Big Ten because but it's a reward for the Big Ten because you want to get away from cool weather. Come on, you can't poo-poo California the weather. Now, if you like change of seasons, that's a different thing. But if you want nice weather, come on. The Rose Bowl is the place to play. You're not going to be dealing with inclement weather and the outcome. So no excuse. Oh, the weather was bad. You know, the weather is awesome in the Rose Bowl.
How do you think Indiana will travel? Ryan.
Oh, Indiana.
You think they'll travel large?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Big.
How do you think Alabama
absolutely
will travel?
Well, I'm going to
Will Alabama travel big?
Well, I've got a lot of text messages this morning. You know, and I don't know if I'm sure you guys get this as well. People on radio, I guess they just think that they just give us like tickets to give away. Like, hey, here's 100, here's 50, you know, here's 25.
Right, right.
I'm getting a lot of text messages for Rose Bowl tickets already. So I think Alabama's going to travel, you know, fairly well.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they will. I think they will. Listen, it's not going to. Indiana's already bought those tickets. I mean, think about them. They had a 3-week head start on Alabama buying those tickets. So they've already soaked up a lot of the market, I'm sure. So that secondary market's where you're going to have to find them. They'll get the school allotment. But yeah, Alabama's going to travel fine. I don't think it's going to match Indiana, because I think Indiana's excited to be there. And now, you know, they were screaming, "We want Bama," in the stands earlier
this
year. You got them. So we'll see what they do with it.
When the score was 17-0, was the Bama fans saying, "Send his ass to Michigan"? He's got to go. He got to go. You know how all the rumors and all start on social media? It could change. It's like the weather. I mean, what could happen? So what's the mindset of Bama fans? Because, you know, you never want to be the man to follow the man, and you're following Coach Saban. I mean, so what do you all with DeBoer? Like, okay, we back on board with him, obviously, because you're a big win on the road at Oklahoma. But, you know, who's Michigan going to hire? I mean, at the Arizona State, where they just gave the extension to their coach. So that'll be interesting to see what happens about how patient can you be. Whether the Jim Harbaugh connection with Michigan, what if the Chargers still in the playoffs and what could happen with that? And then maybe a college coach you targeted, are they still in the postseason? But are they all on board with DeBoer now with the future? Well, what's up with that?
Well, okay, let me take you back to yesterday. Okay, you got two different fan bases, okay? And I call it the Walmart jersey fan base. The ones that go to Walmart and buy their jerseys, or that have got the real authentic jerseys, okay? That particular group, they wouldn't be happy if Nick Saban came back, okay? They're never going to be happy. So you can't please that group, okay? And that's about 20% of the fan base, okay? You couldn't – listen, if you won a national title and you beat a team by 21 points, they're mad that you didn't beat them by 24. Okay, that's just who they are. They're never going to be happy. So you can't cater to them. But 80% of the fan base understood where Kalen DeBoer was at with building. People don't realize how much he had to rebuild of this roster when Coach Saban left. When Coach Saban left and departed, it was a pretty depleted roster in several key areas. Offensive line was not there. And then, you know, to be able to go out and spend money, they did. They got to improve the offensive line. But I think when you look at this University of Michigan story, I think this was pushed by a national narrative. Okay. That, and a lot of these are national media that also graduated from the University of Michigan. Michigan kind of reminds you of that Texas arrogance, that ego where we cater to Texas, we bow to Texas. Michigan's the same way up in the Big Ten. They cater to them for monetary purposes. And those media members have listened. They call it the big blue wall up there. And it's not, we're not talking about Republican and Democrat here. We're talking about a Michigan program that builds this big blue wall. And I think that's,
I'm a Michigan man.
Well, yeah, right. And I don't think that, I just don't think that Kalen DeBoer ever had an interest. I don't think he came here for 2 years. I don't think he's a quitter. I think he's got this mindset. And, you know, he's a heck of a football coach. He's just going to have to improve in some areas, right? They're going to have to improve in running back. They've done that in the recruiting.
Well, they got to run the ball.
Yes, yes. But they don't have enough running backs.
Tell me if this is wrong from an outsider. It's like, to me, shows you how college football has turned upside down. It's a whole different ball game now with transfer portal, name, image, and likeness. But I never thought I would see today that Alabama really can't run. And then they'll celebrate, "Oh, did you see that run?" Yeah, it was one run. It was not the whole game. And I never thought I would see, and it wasn't that long ago, could you look at the Blue Bloods, that Indiana's a touchdown favorite. I don't care where they played, over Alabama. I mean, to me, that boggles my mind, that if you would have, been in outer space and you're living on a space station and you come back, "Oh, Indiana," that must be a misprint. Indiana's a touchdown point favorite against Alabama. And
what happened? Did Alabama get put on probation?
Yeah, and now Alabama can't run the ball. I mean, everybody wants to put pressure on their quarterback, but I think if they can run the ball, that he could be highly successful.
Man, Ty is a good player.
Yep.
And you saw it late. Man, he made some really great throws, a great catch by Jermaine, too, over the top of a defensive back. They got some talent there. And here's the best part. Their star receiver, he was missing in action. Ryan Williams, basically kind of missing in action.
He's been all season. He's been missing. So when you look at it, and I know what Bobby was saying about running the football, but I know it's also a quality of back thing. They've also had some injuries at that position. They've had to really deep down into the depth of that position. But listen, everybody wants to keep talking about Ty Simpson, and I keep telling people, I said, guys, his name is Ty. His name is not Jesus Simpson. It's Ty Simpson, okay? Okay, I mean, Bobby, you were a great quarterback. Okay, let me ask you a question.
I was very good. I wasn't great.
Okay, but you understand the position better than Mike and I do.
He's in that realm.
Yeah, right.
Okay. If I took away your tight end, your safety valve, I took away your number one wide receiver, your offensive line is limited because of injuries, you don't have your starting left guard, you don't have your number one back, your best pass protection back, what can you do? And I mean, it's injuries that have been depleted. And Ty is just a guy that has plus you got to throw every down. But like you said, you can't run the football. So you have to throw, and they can pin their ears back and come after you. Ty has been able to manage this game from a level that is impressive to me because of the limitations at several different key spots.
Well, you know, it just comes to territory that usually a quarterback and head coach, a quarterback, you get too much glory when you win. And it's still a team sport. And then when you lose, oh, the quarterback sucks or whatever. No, you have to look at the supporting cast. And unless you're Josh Allen. To me, Josh Allen is like from a different planet with the Bills. Because I don't really think the Bills are that good. I mean, you look at their roster compared to other NFL teams, but there's one Josh Allen. Every team does not have a Josh Allen. Hello. So when I look at, you know, like Chambliss with Ole Miss, I look at like what Lane Kiffin has done from an offensive perspective, and that's what LSU fans hoping that he brings to the table, is that offensively, no, we up-tempo and we dictating with the outcome. And there's not too many coaches like that or even quarterbacks that can handle that responsibility. But it's like Ohio State. I look at Alabama. No, they got the right quarterback. Now, is the pieces around them. And you look at Ohio State, the receivers that they have, that's definitely wide receiver you. But the question I have is, just, I'm just making a statement. The question I have, I think that Ohio State, where they're at right now, they got humbled by Indiana. Why can they not repeat? I would say if I'm, you got to bet your life on it. Look at all these teams. I would not bet against Ohio State going forward.
No, I wouldn't either. And really, you know, you look at what they've been able to do, building that roster is very impressive. When you look at Ron Day, and think about this time last year, or maybe even back it up a couple of weeks. I mean, guys, you guys could put him on the hot seat. I mean, think about it. I mean, where Ron Day has been, so when you think about it, but going back to Lane Kiffin just for a minute, I think he's the best play caller I've ever seen in Tuscaloosa. I saw him do more in-game. Now, preparation is not his strength. He loves to throw that to the assistant coaches. He spends a little bit too much time in the hot yoga room, if you know what I mean. But play caller in game, he was the best of the best. I've never seen a coordinator the way that he was in game. And he had so much preparation of just in game that it looked like it was easy for him, and it's not. I mean, he was just such a step ahead of all the defensive guys that he went up against. But, guys, it's going to be a fun college football playoff. And I think what it is, because of the depth issues, is we could be sitting here talking about a lot of different teams, but the injuries are going to play a key role because the depth is not there in college football.
I agree with you, Ron.
Right. How about this? Yeah. You know, I trust your opinion on this. I want to see, like, the best of the best. I think, like, you know, you got high school football. Bobby, what are you talking about? You got different classifications. You got single A, double A, triple A, whatever, 4 or 5 A, and you have different champions, but they're still a champion. like Carr here in New Orleans. No, they wax everybody. They dominate. But like St. Charles Catholic, they still a state champion. I think I want to see the best against the best. And, Bobby, what about like March Madness and the Cinderella story? You look at that. But are Cinderella, are they truly going to win a championship? I think from antitrust perspective is why they're letting the likes of James Madison and Tulane and you're not in the Power Five to be part of the tournament. Because they're not going to win in court if you try and keep them out. But I think like you have, I still say 1AA. It either seems like you're having a Dakota or a Montana. Look, Montana and Montana State are in the Final Four. But if you'd have a mid-major champion, and, okay, I just say this. Wouldn't it be more competitive even, like, if Notre Dame and Brigham Young would have been in the postseason versus Tulane and James Madison? What's your take on that? Are you – I mean, I'm not saying I'm excited. Look, Tulane's from New Orleans. I mean, I'm all excited about it. But when I look at, like, Notre Dame not being involved, I just think it'd be more, from a national perspective, more competitive, and you wouldn't have the point spreads like you have right now.
Well, there's a part of me that understands that you got to give these guys some type of a goal to work for because they do serve a purpose. They play a lot of these non-conference games. You know, they provide some cleanup opportunities for some of these big conferences in season. So I understand the reward, but I also agree with what Coach Saban said the other day. You're inviting a AAA team to the World Series. That's what you're doing. I mean, you're inviting a AAA baseball team to the World Series. It's none of us think that these teams are going to be able to compete, but it almost feels like that this is the participation trophy, right? We're in the participation society. Nobody keeps score in Little League anymore, right? Everybody gets a trophy. You're an MVP. I'm an MVP. Everybody's an MVP. So there is no such thing as an MVP because everybody is an MVP. I don't like it, but I understand it. I almost wonder at some point in the next 5 to 7 years, or if we're going to see a separation of the haves and the have-nots. Do we see this mega conference forming? And is that the way that you...
Are you talking about like... Because I'm thinking like a super league, like the NFL,
yes,
but the college version. Because, again, pain. Yeah, that's what I think. And then you have the ones who are not in the super league. Then you let them have their championship, too. Because you look at the television networks.
Would want that?
Yes, yes. They need more stuff. Live TV is a thing.
Okay, and the gambling industry.
Yes,
wouldn't they want that also?
Yeah, within 4 or 5 years. I don't know when it come about. You're going to go to 16 teams maybe next year. So, but then it could be in a case in point, oh, well, we should have been the 16 team. Or if you have right now, like, you know what I'd like to see? I would like to see Tulane play James Madison and the winner gets to go to the postseason.
Bob's talking about a play-in game.
Yeah, a play-in game.
Yeah, sure. You know, and we do that in basketball. Yeah. And you know, I'm going to tell you this, another conversation while we're having this. I almost wonder if we're seeing the last days of the SEC championship game. Because physically, it's another game that's polling. You're already playing now 9 conference games. You got to play one of the Power Four plus Notre Dame. You play one of those teams. That gets you to 10. You play the SEC title at 11. You're doing this with depth. And also keep in mind, the SEC was a year behind the Big Ten on the 105 scholarships. See, Greg Sankey drug his feet when the Big Ten said, no, we're going to 105.
Yes, he did.
We're allowed. And Greg Sankey drug his feet. He really made it his conference at a disadvantage. So, you know, I know we all carry his, you know, torch, and we try to tell him he's the most powerful person in college football. It's not been a good year for Greg Sankey. He looks like he's a step behind.
No, it hasn't.
Well, you know the power of the Big Ten and the SEC. You know what I want? I want a czar. I want to make Nick Saban like the Roger Goodell of college football and just make him be the commissioner. I mean, I think that's what we need, and like, because I want to see the best against the best. And I went to Northwestern State University in Natchitoches, Louisiana, and you know, you have a chance to play for a championship. I just think what people want to witness on TV, and there's a time and place for everything, is that they want to see with the best of the best. I think you're going to see a version of the NFL in college football with the power teams, and why not? I mean, because football has changed. You can't put the genie back in the bottle. No, the players are getting paid. It's just the way it is. And all these traditionalists, no, you're going to have to change with the times.
Ryan, thanks so much for joining us. But always love to be on with you and have you on with us. So, man, we thank you. And we will talk again because you guys are still breathing.
We will, and Rouse's Supermarket
All right, Ryan.
Got the best pecan cookies you can find. Go back there and get you some. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it.
Rouse's pecan cookies.
Pecan cookies. Man, Ryan.
Now we're going to have to go get some to eat them right now. Eat them on the show with some coffee. That'd be good.
We'll be back with our special edition of Sports Talk. We're broadcasting live from Rouse's Markets on Chapatula Street. Shop and save on all of your football weekend favorites at Rouse's. Proud partner of the Tulane Green Wave. We'll be back to finish it up in our number one right after this break. We're finishing up here in hour number one of our special edition, our Saturday edition of WWL Sports Talk. We're broadcasting live from Rouse's Markets, 4500 Chapatula Street. Come on by, do your grocery shopping for all your football weekend needs. And also, if you want to do a little bit of early Christmas shopping, if it's for food or for your spirits, so to speak, Rouse's is a proud partner of the Tulane Green Wave. When we come back, Marcy Nathan will join us from Rouse's right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.